tribal groups call on government to stick to vows. Ethnic minority groups are urging the government to set up a central committee tasked with preventing their rights from being abused. More than 600 tribal people yesterday converged on Government House to demand the government keep its promise to solve their problems, especially the right to live on their ancestral lands. They came from various minority groups, such as the Karen, Lisu, Lahu, Aka, Mang, Uraklawoy, and Mokensi gypsies. Mai Bri Jong Grejak, one of the leaders, said they had come to Government House because they wanted to find out how much progress the government has made trying to solve their problems. Mr. Maitri said the government had pledged to address the grievances of Thailand's ethnic minorities shortly after the Pueatai Party came to power. Mr. Maitri cited the case of the Mokin people from southern Thailand, saying that they are being driven from their land as well as their fishing grounds along the southern coast. Their former hunting grounds have been declared national parks, and deeds to land they say is theirs have been issued to other people. Sanit Sai Suong, 40, a Mokin from Krabi, said they're losing areas to commercial fishing, being evicted from their own land, and being forced to take down their homes. "Because most of us can't read, it's easy for us to be manipulated," Mr. Sanit said. "That is why they want the government to set up a committee to protect their rights and interests," Mr. Maitri said. They also want the government to establish cultural preservation areas and set up a 500 million baht research fund for them, Mr. Maitri said. Last year, people from several ethnic minority groups who live along the southern coast were charged with illegal fishing in national parks, but were in fact only seeking shelter from a storm, said Punwanat Buaniam, a lawyer who represented several Mokin people who face such charges. "The charges were laid because they had fishing equipment on their boats," he said. "People also misunderstand and have misconceptions about ethnic groups," one Karen man said. "We have been living with nature for hundreds of years and have not caused ecological problems. We are looked upon as criminals who destroy nature, but if you've lived alongside nature for as long as we have, you would know that we have formed a bond with and care for the environment," Pru Odo Chayo said. Although each group has its particular problems, what affects them all is lack of Thai nationality. About 400,000 of Thailand's 1.2 million minority people do not have ID cards or citizenship. Without these, they're denied equal treatment in health care, education, and other fundamental services. Discrimination by most Thais is also a problem. "We are Thais too, but sadly most Thais don't see us that way," Mr. Pru said. Pueatai spokesman Prompong Noparit and Prime Minister's Office Minister Ni Wat Tham Rong Punsong Paisan yesterday met the tribal leaders and assured them their cries for help would be heard.